Hi, this is Morty Lefko with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. There's so much valuable material being offered by personal development bloggers. This is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their writing, why you ought to be reading their blog, and lots more. Today I have the pleasure to speak to Barry Davenport, and she writes a fascinating blog called Live Bold and Bloom, and it's at liveboldandbloom.com. Hi, Barry. How are you today?
Hi, Morty. Thanks for having me today.
It is my pleasure. We've known each other for a while. I think I even did a guest post for your blog some time ago.
Right.
It's a pleasure having you so that all of my readers and the readers of a lot of other blogs can find out about you and what's unique about you. So let's start at the beginning. What was the impetus to start your blog to begin with? Why did you start writing a blog?
Well, it's an interesting story. I have several children. I have three children. My oldest, when she was in high school, she wanted to be a professional ballet dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had had a career in public relations for over 20 years and had put that on hold to help her reach her dream of being a dancer. I had to drive her back and forth to her studio, which was a 60-mile round trip from where we live. And then she graduated and went on to pursue her career, and I tried to reignite my PR career, and my heart was not in it at all. I just felt like the passion had gone out of it. So I started a personal search for what I wanted to do and ended up finding out that coaching was really my calling. Went back to school, got certified, and then I tried to find a way to market my coaching business and discovered blogging. I didn't know anything about blogging except maybe how to spell it when I first started. And I took a blogging course and I fell in love with it, and I loved the way that I could reach so many people and help so many people, even in countries outside of the United States. I love writing. I was an English major in school, so this gave me an opportunity to write more. I love sharing ideas and strategies to help people grow. And so it was just a nice extension of my work as a coach, and now it's really become the primary focus of my work.
Oh, wonderful. How long have you been writing it now?
Let's see. I guess it's been officially since 2010.
Okay. Well, you've done very well. You've built up a great blog, and you're very highly ranked for only 3-4 years.
Yeah, it is something I feel so passionate about that I've really thrown myself into it.
Wonderful. What's your background in personal development? Of all the things to write about, your background was in PR. How come you didn't write about business or PR?
Well, I've always been one of those people that other people came to for advice, to share their feelings and their problems. I would call myself an empath, a very growth-oriented person. I've read tons of personal development books over the years. So I kind of think I fell into the wrong path initially. I didn't know what I wanted to major in school, so I majored in English because I like to read. I think if I had it to do all over again, I would have gone back and become a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of happened in later life, and I had a choice between coaching and psychology, and I looked at both paths. But I like the coaching model because I like the idea of helping people make big leaps, big shifts in their life from a place of desire and healthy-minded growth, where they really want to push out of their comfort zones and do more than they think they're capable of doing.
Sounds great. What do you have any specific personal experiences that have been useful in writing your blog? What's your own personal experiences and your own changes in life, your own growth that's relevant, that's helped you be more effective as a blogger?
My gosh, I mean, my entire life has been fodder for my blog. You know, I think when you are growth-minded, as I have been even since I was a young girl, and you're a seeker, you're always looking for ways to improve your life, to understand things better, to stretch yourself in ways and not just accept that what you're told is the only way or what you see is the only truth. So everything that I've done in my life has led me to what I share. And I do a lot of research and reading. But I'd say one of the biggest things, biggest leaps that I've made personally is understanding that you don't have to be limited by what you believe about yourself. That your beliefs do not define you. Your beliefs do not comprise your entire being. And quite often your beliefs are completely false. Mm-hmm. And once I was able to understand that truth, it liberated me to accept so many other things and to grow in so many other ways.
Absolutely. Do you have a typical audience? Is it any demographics, male, female, ages, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, it's been shifting and changing over time. Initially, it was women who were in my age range, in midlife, primarily women. But I'm seeing a lot more men and younger people coming to my site. So that's inspiring for me because I do enjoy reaching out to younger people and helping them. But I would say that if I had to say, you know, the most, it's probably still women who are, you know, anywhere from 35 to 55.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that I think a lot of the personal growth of women, for some reason that I'm not sure, mine is mainly men. I've got 54 to 46% with the higher percentage being men on mine. But
well,
women do seem to be very interested in personal growth.
Yeah, I think that readers are probably attracted to the individual voice of the blogger, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that, you know, men can relate to you because you've been through some similar experiences. And, you know, we're not kidding ourselves. We are different. Men and women are different in some of the ways that they experience the world and react. And so I think that might account for some of the attraction to men to your side and women to mine.
Could be. How often do you post, Barry?
Let's see. I post twice a week. I have two sites, actually, liveboldandbloom.com and barrydavenport.com. So I try to post twice a week on each site. I definitely do on Live Bold and Bloom, and sometimes it's just once a week on Barry Davenport.
Okay. What's the difference between the two? Why would you go to one or the other?
Yeah, the first site, Live Bold and Bloom, is pretty much a general personal development site where I talk about all kinds of topics related to personal development. And then barrydavenport.com is more of an authority site where I help people uncover and live their life passions and work with them on building habits that they can develop that can be life-changing and learning the skills of changing habits and creating new habits. So that is the focus of that one blog.
Okay. So I would guess that people start off with one, and when they get used to you, they want more depth, they then go over to the barrydavenport.com?
Or they just like what I write and want to check out both of them.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is unique about your blog? Obviously, everybody's blog is unique because it's the writer's unique voice, but if you're at all familiar with any of the other ones, is there some unique focus you have or some particular point of view or some particular aspect of personal development you focus on?
Well, I would say I'm strongly focused on self-confidence, habits, life passion, and relationships. Those are some of the areas where I have a lot of attention through Google, and I write a lot about those things. You know, I am really careful to provide very practical, actionable strategies for people with every single post. I'm not much of one to suggest law of attraction or anything that isn't pretty much grounded in science or in proven techniques that help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to walk away with something that they can apply to their lives and say, wow, that really worked. Something really changed in me as a result of that. And those are my personal guidelines when I write a post.
Got it. Good. Is there anybody particular who influenced your thinking, any particular role models in personal growth or spirituality that have influenced you in some way along the way?
Well, Eckhart Tolle's work has always influenced me a lot. I really, really was moved by his books when I first read them and his concepts of present moment awareness and living in the now. I thought those were life-changing, and they still are. Mm-hmm. I also like the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. I think his work is really lovely. You can learn something from just about anyone in the personal growth field. We all have, you know, something to add, a unique voice, a unique take on things. But those two stand out as ones that I've read over and over again.
Very good. Thank you. Do you have a long-term goal for your blog? Would you try to achieve something specific with it?
Yeah, I actually teach a lot of courses online. I have a course on self-confidence called Simple Self-Confidence, and one on life passion called The Path to Passion, and one on creating habits, and that's called Sticky Habits. And I like creating courses and teaching people and giving them all the tools to make big changes in their lives. And so I would like to have an academy of courses at some point. I'm also building up a library of Kindle books that I'm offering on a variety of topics. So those are my sort of short and long-term goals, is to build that library of Kindle books and build that academy and have all of those pieces work together, and that what I offer helps people at a variety of different levels of affordability.
Great. Do you accept comments on your blog?
I'm sorry?
Do you accept comments?
Yes, I do.
Do you respond to them?
I respond to most of them. You know, as I've gotten to be a bigger blogger, it's gotten harder and harder. And as you know, blogging takes a lot of time and a lot of moving parts to getting posts written and getting things out there every day. So as I've gotten, I have now a total of 180,000 unique monthly readers. So it can be overwhelming at times to respond to every comment. I'm sort of at that mid-range point where I really need a personal assistant, but don't have one yet. Mostly I do. Yeah. Sometimes I don't.
Okay. I've noticed the same. In the beginning, I responded to all of them, if only just to thank them for commenting.
Right.
And now it's just getting too much. So if somebody asks a specific question or comes up with a real interesting, different point of view or says something that I don't agree with, I will comment. You do get to the point where you can't get them all. I've had as many as 50, 60, 70, 80, and average is 20, 25. So it can be a bit of a burden.
It can. And you do want to keep that personal touch with your readers, but at some point it becomes very difficult because you can't answer every email, you can't answer every comment, or that would be all you're doing all day long.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular expertise? Is there a particular thing that you would consider yourself an expert in or a specialist in that you can help people with?
Yeah, I am. I call myself a life passion coach, and so I coach individuals and groups in figuring out what their calling is and how they can apply that in their lives. That is, you know, one thing that's been consistent throughout my coaching practice and my blogging is helping people figure that out. And then, you know, I also actually coach people on how to create a blog and how to create a presence online where they can build a business if they want to do that, just from my own experience of building and creating a blog myself. And, you know, I have some really specific skills I teach on building habits, creating new habits, and also building self-confidence.
Great, thank you. We've talked a little bit about some of your specific goals, but do you have a life vision or a life mission of which your blog and your courses are just ways of achieving that mission? Something broader for your life?
Well, you know, I think it has come to me with more clarity as time has gone on that my purpose here on this earth, at least for the time that I'm here, is to serve people and inspire them, and to help them move forward in their own self-evolution. I think each one of us has an inner wisdom. We know what's best for ourselves, and sometimes get blinded to that by our fears and our doubts and what other people tell us what we think we should be or who we think we should be. And I like to think that it's my mission to help draw that out of people and realize that they are empowered to become the person they want to be on their own, but maybe they just need some support and guidance.
Very good. Thank you. What's the single most important thing you've told people that's made a difference in their lives?
I think the single most important thing is that fear doesn't have to hold you back. That you can feel fear, you can feel uncomfortable, you can feel that that tension of wanting something but being afraid to go after it, and still take action. And you can learn to take action where it's not so intimidating. You can break those actions down into small, manageable steps that will lead you to a goal without it being so highly uncomfortable that you avoid it altogether. I think fear holds people back from so much, and it's really a very elusive kind of thing. It's a smoke and mirrors for what we could be achieving with our lives.
Absolutely, no question. Well, your URL again is livebold and bloom, BLOOM.com.
Right.
And BarryDavenport.com, and it's Barry, BARRIE. So
right.
Let's end with a general catch-all. The purpose, as we've talked about earlier, is to let people know who you are and what you have to offer. There are literally millions and millions of personal development consumers who are interested in improving their lives in some way or another, mm-hmm. and are open to learning and interested in courses and reading and books, etc. So we're trying to give them a sense of who else might they not know about that they ought to know about. So to end our little conversation, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about you or your blog that might interest them in reading a little bit more about you or starting to follow you?
Sure. There are a couple of things. On Live Bold and Bloom, I have something that I call the Bold Living Starter Kit, and it's a series of free guides and self-assessments that are all related to personal growth that they can download for free. They just need to go to liveboldandbloom.com and they can download those. And then on barrydavenport.com, I have a 42-43-page book that is free called The Passion Myths. And it's the lies that we tell ourselves that hold us back from finding and living our passions. So that's can be found at barrydavenport.com, and they can download that for free as well.
Sounds wonderful. Gosh, I hope a lot of people are listening and take some time to go check out your two blogs, because I think it sounds like there's some really worthwhile things to find there. Thank you so much for your time today, for being a blogger and making the contribution that you make to people every single day, every single week, every single month. And for giving my audience and a lot of other people's audiences an opportunity to find out more about you and to see if maybe yours is a voice they ought to be listening to.
Well, I hope it is, Morty, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day, Barry.
You too.